Our closing speaker today. New Jersey Normal is the co-sponsor of this event. Frederick DeMaria is Georgie's brother and big brother, as a matter of fact. And he's also been very involved with New Jersey Normal for many years. He's kept the website growing. He's got the Facebook site growing, which is exploding right now with over 800 members in the New Jersey Normal Facebook site. And he's corralling a lot of activism in the state of New Jersey. Fred, welcome on out to the stage.
Thank you, everyone, for attending this very important event and this very special forum. You've heard a lot of people talk about the virtues of marijuana for medicinal use, and you've heard about marijuana's effect in our criminal justice system and the plights of many involving marijuana use. And I'm going to basically wrap it up and bring it down to its lowest common denominator. This is a very apropos place to discuss marijuana reform because it's the birthplace of our Constitution. And the reason it is the very apropos place, of course, is because this is an issue mostly about liberty. There's a vast difference between being informed what you shouldn't do and being told what you can't do. Whenever our legislators tell us what we are not allowed to put into our own bodies, we should always take a very contemplative pause. When our state deprives us of the freedom to choose our own path, this is a deprivation of the principle of liberty, a fundamental concept upon which our great nation was founded. As marijuana reformers, we are constantly confronted by misinformed naysayers whose modus operandi has heretofore been to pigeonhole the marijuana discussion into a realm when we feel compelled to prove that the use of marijuana is a perfect act without any modicum of detriment as a prerequisite to its legal acceptability. Why? Instead, it should never be incumbent upon us to prove that the use of marijuana is a perfect act because no such perfect act exists in our world. It's our responsibility to simply bring to the attention in the forefront that in a democratic society where freedom and liberty resonate, the right of the individual to choose his or her own path should never be encroached upon unless that path proves to be harmful to those who did not so choose. The adult use of marijuana, while perhaps not a perfect act, depending on your personal viewpoint, is one which we certainly now can confirm through our body of science is of no serious consequence to the human body. Statistics can be misleading, especially in the hands of those who wish to deceive us, but one statistical fact cannot be ignored any longer. No one has ever died from the use of marijuana, making marijuana exponentially safer than most legally condoned activities. It's safer than skydiving, which is legal. It is safer than skiing, which is legal. It is safer than alcohol, which is legal. And it's even safer than the taking of aspirin. In fact, many studies have concluded that marijuana has no known toxicity to the human body. It is one of the safest substances known to man. This we are sure of. From the standpoint of logic and liberty, it is incumbent upon us to demand a legislative policy which corresponds more accurately with the social realities, which have become much more poignant given our current economic plight. Marijuana use is not a dangerous fringe activity, but a perfectly normal one, engaged in by about half our nation's population. 50% of American adults admit to having used marijuana, including our three most recent presidents. And these are just the ones that admit to marijuana use. It's obviously difficult to ascertain how much or how many people actually use it because people are very terrified to even admit it. Despite the years of prohibition on marijuana use, its use has remained pervasive. In our democratic society, how can we continue to justify the spending of billions of precious tax dollars, especially in our current climate, on criminalizing an activity in which half of the U.S. population has engaged. The reality is just like alcohol, the demand for marijuana is ubiquitous and deep. And demand cannot be erased by prohibition, just like criminalizing chocolate will not erase the desire to eat it. It is time to admit that humans tend to engage in activities which they actually might enjoy. This cannot be prevented. It is natural law. And the concept of liberty mandates that we be allowed to figure out for ourselves whether marijuana use is appropriate for us as individuals. The sooner we acknowledge these things, the sooner we will have a drug policy which fairly represents us. As a criminal defense lawyer and as chairman of Normal, New Jersey for a few years, I represent countless people thrust into the criminal justice system merely for doing what over 100 million United States citizens do and what a few U.S. presidents have admitted to, using marijuana responsibly. As someone who frequently resides in the trenches of our war on drugs, I say this emphatically and with an experienced eye: marijuana use does not hurt our society and ruin lives. It's our failed war on drugs which hurts our society and ruins our lives. It locks responsible people in jail. Thank you. Thank you. Let it all out. We know it's true. It locks up responsible people in jail. It takes away people's driving privileges. Why? Because that's where it hurts people the most, and our legislature knows it. It bankrupts suffering people and causes unnecessary pain. Let's put an end to an era of propagating misguided wars and policies, and let's just let marijuana find its natural place among us. Let's use the laws of economics of supply and demand, of equilibrium, and let the free market decide. We as a society successfully functioned for thousands of years prior to prohibition of marijuana use in the 30s. And we'll be just fine after, trust me. Again, thank you for your generous support in coming here. I understand it was very difficult to get here today with the rain and the fact that it's a Monday. We did not choose today to be 420, of course. I urge you, please, go to our website, www.normlnj.org, and join our exploding organization and pledge your support. Thank you very much.
Well, everyone, it has been a wonderful 420 celebration here in Philadelphia today. I want to thank you all very personally for coming out here for this event. Thank you for listening to these speakers. We had a great day here today. And look out for it. This is an issue that's moving forward. Make sure to get involved with these organizations. Again, happy 420. Thank you for coming out.